the disbelieving. We all saw how beautiful she looked those first 6 months when she walked 1,000 miles over the university bridge and under it and into and out of the arboretum and up the hill to the sundial we circled every day while the days got longer and my sister more beautiful, her red hair turning gray, a slow turning as if some force were braiding out the red. And we looked at her through veils, veil of gray hair, veil of hands over face, veil of disbelief we all shared then. The night after we picked up the ashes, she drew the brass urn into bed with her, and in the morning pulled back the blankets. I've fallen asleep next to her, and I've awakened next to her, and every morning is every time the mother lifting the sheet to see her child sleeping and dreaming, only the bed is empty, and the mother strips the blankets and strips the sheets down to the mattress made of stone.